It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper? A woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver. I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At chumbacasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses. So don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited
by law. See terms and conditions 18 plus. Hello, and welcome to This Day in History. Here's what happened on March 10th. Donald Trump may be the only U.S. president who was once a reality TV star, but lots of presidents have had surprising backgrounds. Gerald Ford modeled for magazines as a young man, Herbert Hoover spoke fluent Chinese, and Abraham Lincoln was an inventor. On this day in 1849, Lincoln filed a patent for a device that helped boats float over obstacles in the water. Lincoln received the patent 2 months later, but his invention was never manufactured. More surprising presidential facts? Harry Truman owned a clothing store before becoming president. Ulysses S. Grant sold real estate. And Woodrow Wilson was the only U.S. president in history to hold a Ph.D. Also on this day in history, in 1876, Alexander Graham Bell famously spoke to Thomas Watson via his new telephone. And in 1864, Ulysses S. Grant was promoted to Lieutenant General of the U.S. Army, leading all Union troops during the Civil War. That's all for today in history. Tune in tomorrow to learn a little bit more about the world around you, and of course, have a great day. Don't forget to check out History This Week, the podcast This Day in History fans love. Here's a sneak peek of this week's episode, out now.
History This Week, March 9th, 1901. The front page of this newspaper features a photo of a middle-aged woman in a black dress and a bonnet. In one hand, she's carrying a Bible. In the other, a hatchet. The caption identifies this woman as Mrs. Carrie Nation, quote, leader of the Greater Smashing Reform Crusade. Today, how did Carrie Nation become a notorious crusader against what she called hell broth? And while some today look back on her methods as pretty out there, was her strategy to smash, smash, smash really all that extreme? I'm Sally Helm, and this is History This Week. Subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.